I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Dave here, and we are still the beginning of the season, actually leading up to the season, the hunting season here. And, you know, starting
super
to prep
exciting.
A little bit. I am really excited
this about this. This is the time. You know, we this year, you know, we've been working with XOP, so I'm super, super excited to get their stands in the field. We're about to embark this weekend, actually, coming up. We're going up, Tim and I, to put up a couple of those stands, start prepping. We're getting the four-wheelers out, so it's kind of exciting. We got to remember to bring some bungee cords, by the way, to strap everything to the four-wheelers. But
right on.
Should be really exciting, and, you know, we're not 100% sure where we're putting these things yet. We have some work to figure out mentally here, but... Like I was telling Tim, if we can't figure it out, worst case, so we do have our malt trees out there trying to gather the data as we speak, and then let us know kind of like, hey, this is probably a good spot or not a good spot based on. But here's the thing I was telling Tim. The cool part about XOP is, yeah, we could set some stands right now, but they also gave us these type of hybrid stands that we can move around, right? I can leave those sets there and go somewhere else with my hydros. I can go literally go on any tree during the season. So, I mean, yeah, we could set a couple now, and if it works out, amazing. If it doesn't, who cares? Or I can just pull it down. It's so lightweight, you know.
That's the way. And you always have the option of harness too with them as well, which is just as mobile. I'm excited about that. I think, you know, first order of business, we got the cameras out, right? And I just kind of, to be honest, I didn't do a lot of scouting. Shame on me. I just picked a couple areas that I thought were cool and, you know, wanted to see potentially what was coming through. We got some deer on camera, not a ton. So I think our first order of business when we go back out there is really just doing a hard scout, right? Where are the trails at? Where are we seeing sign? You know, picking the spots from there and kind of reorganizing a couple things. But excited to have these Moultrie cameras out.
They're so helpful, man. They tell you all the deal. Like right now I'm looking at it while we're talking. It says, you know, 6:40 p.m., big doe coming out, you know, right in this middle of this field. I mean, this area that we have it is like, you could smoke a deer all day. It's just wide open. There's nothing that's going to stop your shot. You know, there's no trees in the way. But the other thing that's funny about this is that Corey Merriman has Moultrie cameras on here too. And up in the UP, we asked him to put some out. And there's always bear on here right now, man. It's hilarious.
Oh, we got a deer. We got a deer on the other camera. Not on the same property, but the other property.
Oh, that's the pine one? The first one?
Yeah, the field.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so there's...
Maybe there was no deer.
There's deer on every camera except for the one that I thought would have got the most.
weird.
So what the weird part is, so here's the thing about that camera, right? Like the camera that I thought wasn't sending pictures had the weak signals, the one that's getting the most.
Mm-hmm.
It, like when Moultrie, you know, on the app, they will show you how good the signal is that it's sending, and it is one bar in red, but we're getting the most pictures out of that camera. The other camera where I thought was a better spot, full signal, great battery, zero pictures. So I did snap an on-demand this morning, and it came through.
Nice.
So, but if you look at it, I'll show you here.
See this,
you can see
this bear, dude.
Holy cow.
Corey's got a huge bear on camera.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Michigan here.
You know what the best part about it is? These cameras.
GPS?
Yeah, so we know where he's hunting.
Got you, Corey. We're going, baby. Don't be coming to this spot. Yep,
we know where he's hunting.
That's hilarious.
So here's it. So now that I look at it, though, the way the camera, I think it's just being blocked.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff there. Yeah. That's the issue.
Yeah. So I think we just got to move that, but I think it'll be a good spot. But that's where we're at right now, this point in the season, is it's prep. And I started to freak out a little bit because I'm like, we got to get this rolling. We haven't been there all year. This is a new lease, blah, blah, blah. And then I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? We still have a ton of time.
Yeah.
You know, we probably have a good three, four weeks to prep.
We're in a position that we can make things change. So, for instance, like, you know, again, the XOP is easy to move a set, easy to add a set, no problem. Like, if we see the deer not coming when we're sitting in this area, we can move to a different area where we find them. Or, you know, the cameras are going to tell the tale eventually.
Absolutely.
And once the bucks start moving in, we're going to know. And the other thing is that we're now, we got rhino blinds. And so those things are, like, heavy duty and awesome. And, like, so you can leave them out. We're talking about this conversation that they're made to be able to handle the longer temperatures.
Leave them out for the whole season.
Yeah, they're not like cheap like some of the other brands that we've seen for $100, right? They're not that type of blind. They're like a $200+ blind that's made to be out there a while, which is a wonderful if you're a person who's going to sit in it and you want to set it out there and not disturb it again, right? And just get it ready to rock early on. But I recommend this. This is one thing I thought about. I was going to talk to you about. Nobody talks about this. And I don't know why. I almost feel like all these blinds, doesn't matter if it's a shadow hunter, it's a rhino blind, it's whatever. It might be best to like spray around the perimeter with the home defense bug stuff, because I feel like they always get huge spiders in them and like nasty bugs. Like if it's early on enough, I don't see why it would matter.
I would say don't be a wuss.
Yeah, but like think of the infestations we got in the shadow hunters of
no, that's of different.
Carpenter ants
so,
and stuff.
So that did happen. I did spray inside, but you know what I used? I didn't use the 12-month stuff. I used the Sawyer yellow spray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That good totally
idea. That's another
totally
good idea.
Wiped them out, right? Mm-hmm. So that's I used the wonderful. Same stuff as if I was that I would be using if I was hunting.
Yeah.
Right? But that worked perfectly on it. But you're right. I mean, especially with the blind, like the those
well, I'm thinking blinds. Like if you did do that, then you do it now. So like if you sprayed the home defense, you're not using it anyway. You're out of there. It dries all up before you ever get there.
Yeah, I guess you know I'd just be worried about scent. I don't know. No, the deer will probably get used to
that.
It.
It's ahead
know?
Of that. So say you do it now, and you're done. And it dries off. It dries pretty
I got to say, I've never done that with a ground blind.
No, me either. But like now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, man, I think I messed up. I've never done that. Even if I just spray it with Sawyer, the whole thing, inside, outside, because you would avoid all those
you're
nasty.
Talking, yeah, that's an even better idea.
I know.
Spray the whole.
Yeah, spray it with I wouldn't have done it with the home defense. I did the perimeter.
Right.
But with the Sawyer, I would just do the inside, outside, everything, and leave it be. Walk away, let it dry off on its own, and you should never have a spider nest in there again, and mice. Well, mice you're going to get probably, but I don't know.
And all that. That's a good idea, though. I like that, especially for those that you're leaving out.
So we'll bring that with us so we can spray it. In fact, I should probably find out what outfit I'm wearing this weekend, pre-spray that too.
Yeah, I'm going to bring, so I mean, we got some prep. There's a lot of just overgrowth of grass and stuff that we're going to have to whack down, even if we put up ground blinds. We're going to have to clear.
So our hunting is kind of, it's questionable. We don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what's going to work. We have a couple spots. We got this spot up north in Michigan here, and then we have a spot down south here that Kevin manages that we've been kind of hunting here and there. And I have to manage it now because Kevin's out for some medical things. And, you know, it's like cutting the grass and using a tractor, which I've never used before, which is fun.
It can be fun, but it's time consuming.
Very time consuming. I'm trying to take the kids out with me because I think it's fun. Yeah. In fact, you should come with your kids.
They
would love that because it's like a 60-acre parcel that goes in a big loop. And so you can like ride the Massimo up and around the UTV. The kids have fun doing that. We got a Bobcat. We're gonna pick up rock and dump it. You know, it's just a lot of stuff to do.
You gonna get rid of those muddy spots?
That's what the rock's for. Yeah, great. But I don't know if he has enough rock to do it. But we'll see.
Yeah, no, that's the one big problem is during the fall time when it's so wet, trying to get back there.
Oh, it's terrible there.
That's why I think we might have that issue at our lease up north too. We'll probably need the four wheelers in the fall time to be able to get around the property, but we'll see. I have no problem messing up my Jeep at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's now a kid's car, so I can, you know, I'm a lot less protective of it nowadays. I expect to get into an accident almost any day, so.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get up there and see. I mean, you know, I do want to ask you a question, though. Because I don't think you've really done this all that much. How do you feel about hunting in bear territory?
I carry sidearm. I can care less. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't even think about that, but I'm glad you said it, because I will remember now to bring my sidearm, even this weekend.
There are some big monsters up there.
I don't go light on this, guys. I go Glock 10 mil.
Yeah, I think the
full third, magazine.
The third largest bear in Michigan was shot like just 2 miles north of where that property is at.
Crazy.
In that area. So there are bear there.
Didn't think of that. Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up, though. And so, you know, I got to look at the rules. I'm pretty sure you can carry open carry, right?
You can. Yep. Well, it's private property anyway.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, because I would open carry, because I have a concealed carry, but I would open carry.
You can open carry in the state of Michigan.
Because I'd want to have it really quickly to be able to access it, you know, if I saw something coming at me. And the odds of a bear messing with you here are pretty slim, but, like, you know, I already hunted bear in Michigan.
It does happen, though. It happened to me 3 years ago where I'm sitting in the ground blind deer hunting.
I'm glad you brought this up, though, because I honestly totally forgot.
And this bear comes out 40 yards in front of me. Comes straight out, turns towards me, looks, starts walking towards me, and it gets about 15 yards in front of me. And this whole time, I'm like, this is cool, but this kind of sucks. I reach down, you know, and I'm like, it's sitting on the counter back at the hunt lodge.
Oh, geez.
No protection, right? And I usually have that, and I usually keep bear spray in my bag. I've done it for years. It just sits there. No bear spray either. So I'm like, well... You know, thankfully I had that, what's the tripod that we use for the crossbows?
The 10-point one?
The Death Grip. The 10-point one. That's the one that I had. I had my crossbow sitting there just, you know, pointing in that direction. I'm like, all right, I got one shot if something goes down. but the whole ground blind, the reason why I remembered is you're talking about the ground blinds lasting.
Mm-hmm.
The last ground blind that I lost... that like got destroyed was destroyed by a bear.
Wow.
Came in and just wrecked the whole thing. Now it was one that we put up
I'm about to get something like this, dude. Now you brought that up.
There you go.
You put the zipper and you just take the zipper like and that. you put it, you're just going to wear it like a bino harness and you, the zipper, you can leave it open and just grab your, you know.
I like that.
I'll probably do something like that. They have a green one.
Yeah, I figure I'd get you mentally prepared.
I'm glad you said this because honestly, I totally forgot and now I'm just glad I got the right gun for it. Yep. That's why, you know, I don't carry a big gun generally, you know, for any sort of little stuff, but like this type of stuff, it's why I bought the 10 millimeter, like, you know, because it's a beast.
You gonna hunt with that thing this year in gun season, maybe again, try it?
Well, I got that 10 millimeter Ruger, the revolver, that's the one I'd hunt with. Okay. Yeah, but you could hunt with the Glock 10 mil, but I mean it can be done. I've seen people do it, but they do it with a sight on there, you know. I don't know if I could. I don't have a sight.
I thought
like
you had one on there.
Not on the Glock. I have it on the
revolver. No, on the revolver. Yeah. Are you gonna hunt with that?
I mean, if we're going to do it, I might sight it up there, and we'd have to sight in up there.
I mean, it's a great spot for it because like 50 yards. Yeah, you're not going to have long distance shots.
Yeah,
anyway,
that would be a great spot for it. Actually, it'd be nice just to shoot a doe with it. To be honest, I'd love to do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe I will. That's a good idea. Even though you could use a rifle up there, but
you can. But I mean, in all honesty, in any of our
yeah, I know what you're saying.
If we set a blind up, the longest shot you would have on either of these properties is 150 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. You're not shooting.
I've actually never hunted with a rifle, so I think it'd be like exciting to try it, even though it doesn't change anything, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm more of a archery guy.
So I've never shot a deer with a rifle. I've hunted with.
I don't know what it would. That's why I brought it up because I'm like, I wonder what it would look like, you know, what it would happen.
Both of my kids have shot deer with rifle before.
Rifle or shotgun? Or are you talking about the 350?
350.
See, I don't count that. I'm talking about a rifle round.
Like, yeah, I got you.
Piercing.
I got you.
You know, 500
like a
6R
distance.
Yeah. Like what we have from SIG they gave us 308. Years ago.
Yep.
Beautiful, you know, things. That's why I'm like, man, it'd be kind of cool.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
You actually use one. I've never even, it just sits in a safe because
it's not, I mean, in all honesty, but it's not the practical, experience is not different than a 350 on those.
I actually kind of like the handgun idea because you really go hands free. You walk out.
Well, especially if you're in an XOP. If you're sitting in an XOP, think about that. Yeah. And like you got full range of motion.
I don't even need to go up that high. Yeah. You just go up high enough. You don't want to go too high, actually.
Yeah, right. Until he sees that first bear, then he's going, I'm going up 30 feet.
Dude, they get up there in a second. Wouldn't matter. That could be 10 feet or 30 feet. They're up there in a second.
Oh, man. I hope we see when we go up.
Actually,
there.
I better put bear mace in my cart.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
A couple for us.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's what we're doing right now. We're in the middle of prep. You know, I think. For me, I'm going to get up north as much as possible, you know, just to keep.
$55 a bottle, man.
That's about right. Is that right? Yeah, that's about right.
Wow. What's this one? This is Pepper 2 for that, but that's small.
No, if you go to like Northwoods and stuff.
That's the one I was thinking. That's the one I had, the big one. We have it here. That's the one.
Yeah,
3.5.
They have
a good price.
Northwoods for I think it's like 40 or 50.
Yeah, that's the right one right there. That's what me and Kevin had. Nice. Yeah, this one right here, because I remember the bear on the front of it. $35 ain't bad. Yeah, I'll pick up two of those for us. Do you have one already or no?
It's old. It's probably expired.
Expired, yeah. Because I didn't even think of that. I'd rather use the mace than my gun, but I don't want to hurt anything.
Of course. I
have to.
I mean, that's what I would do, too.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily interested in having to explain the DNR. I have to save my ass, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm not interested in that. It's like that's last case scenario, you know?
I mean, I would just be so worried that it wouldn't matter unless you're like being half mauled to death and you get charged anyway. You know, because I think their standard of like what's life threatening is would be different.
I don't know.
It would be different than my what's.
I have a feeling it's worse than it's probably harder. It's probably harder than if it was a person.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's probably hard. I felt threatened. Okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, but I get it. I understand. They don't want people to just go out there shooting bears. I totally understand.
Well, and the other thing is you put yourself in that.
I'm going to GoPro myself anyway. So I video everything. So when I'm in the field, I'm going to start videoing everything with GoPros. Not worry about it.
Now that you said you're in a mace first, I'm going to sneak up on you in a bear costume.
Go ahead. Take it. Take that mace. You're going to be screaming like a little girl on the ground. I need water.
I got it. 100,000 likes on this episode. I'll do it.
I laugh so hard if the people did it. You're so bad. You have to figure out how you buy an outfit. You might get shot. Gosh. I mean, there's a whole bunch of risk to it, but hey.
It'd be fun, man. But
it'd
no,
be funner to put a Sasquatch outfit on and scare the shit out of somebody in a Sasquatch.
The bummer part was is that, you know, there's four ponds on these properties. none of them have fish.
I was going to say,
there's minnows.
You get bored, you
got
to throw
it. We got zero bites. You know, we only tried it for like a half hour. No bites, but I am thinking about stocking it with some fish.
It depends how many years you decide to hold.
Exactly.
Fish, that's all. You know, if he might say you guys are out of here this year.
I mean, there's
you gotta find out, you know, as you go and see how it goes.
Yeah, there's
if you're gonna do that though, I would recommend highly like doing a multi-year lease.
I was thinking about this too. You know,
did you get a multi-year lease in this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want there's an option, I'm sure, but
yeah, you don't want a multi to do before you do that.
I was thinking about this too. You know what's gonna happen? You know, like the airport, like it didn't matter what we did. Every time we went, something was going on. They were doing the fields, harvesting. There was a helicopter.
Air balloons come in. 40 cars pull up while we're hunting.
There was always something.
Like, what?
What's going to happen when we're there? Because there's those telephone wires, the power lines that go right through.
Oh, power
go out. No, yeah, the power company's going to come in.
Yep, they can come anytime they want. Yeah, you never know. They might just ride that line just to ride it.
Yep, 100%. So...
I don't know, man. It'd be hard to get in there, though. I'm not going to lie. That's an area that's, you know, from
somebody was in there. Oh, somebody was in there. Yeah, there was. I got to call and see if it was the owner or not. But somebody was in there, and the chain was off, but the lock was there.
Whoa.
So it had to have been who I'm leasing it from, because the lock had to have been unlocked and relocked on it on the gate. But the chain, like, it was just wire that was holding the gate closed. So
what does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we got cameras now, so we'll see.
We got you, owner.
We'll see.
We got you.
No, it's cool. I don't care. I really don't.
Oh, man. He's checking to see what you're putting up over there, probably.
Yeah, he's like, they haven't even been here.
He's like, what's going on here? These guys are not prepped at all. They're terrible weekend warriors over here.
100%, man.
So let's define weekend warrior, okay? That's a guy like us. We're just going to go up on a weekend, have some fun. Shoot the crap, hunt night hunts only.
Yeah, you can't really time the rut because you only have, like, the weekends to go.
Yeah, we only got
so if the rut weekends is hot and heavy on a Wednesday night, it ain't happening for us, you know? So you just try to pick the best weekends and hope for good results.
I'm asking ChatGPT to define weekend warrior for me.
There you go.
All right. Weekend warrior in the context of hunting refers to hunters who have limited time due to work or other commitments and primarily hunt during the weekends. They often face challenges like limited scouting opportunities, hunting pressure on weekends, and needing to maximize their hunting time.
There we go. Define. That is us.
The biggest hurdle is having only weekends to hunt.
Yep.
That is a weekend.
Well, because, okay. So here's where this becomes the bigger issue, though. And this comes to light because of the Moultrie app. And yes, a lot of old timers too. But you hear the old timers say, and you've heard me say this before because of the data that we get on these apps. Moon phase, right? And they'll always tell you full moon, not worth it, right? So if you're a weekend hunter, weekend warrior, and you hunt on a weekend and that weekend's a moon phase, you might as well just not go. So I was looking at this data. I'll pull it up. I'll load it here in a minute. But we've had cameras out. Let's call it 20 cameras for over a year out in the state of Michigan. And 1,000% full moon sucks, hands down, period.
Don't I'll waste pull your up time.
The data. It is literally the moon phase.
In Michigan, though, specifically, in this region.
It is literally, well, and let's just say northern
Michigan.
We
have to be very clear where the area, the demographic here,
but
or the geographic.
To give you an idea, and I'm going to pull it up to verify the numbers. I'm going to go off of memory right now. But it was 14 photos of deer, because the app will filter for deer pictures, of deer during the full moon for a whole year. And well over 1,000, and it only goes up to 999, so it's 999 plus, both before and after a full moon. And so let me just verify. I'll see if I can select all, apply, let that load. I don't know if the camera will pick it up. I'll read you the numbers regardless.
Wow, look at that data.
So,
a ton of data. It's crazy.
So there's three. Okay, so the numbers are a little bit different. I think maybe I didn't filter for all the cameras, but it doesn't matter. The ratios are still, I don't know if you can see that. But full moon, out of all of the moon phases, is the lowest. Now, there are some other low ones, like a no moon. We had 141. I don't know what that moon is called.
So no moon, a crescent moon?
Yeah, no moon,
a bigger
moon. Half moon, waning moon. I think that's waning moon, and then full moon. So that, you know, that's the order. So you got no moon, barely anything, half moon, barely anything, full moon, 30 lower than the lowest, right? But then right before and right after, over 1,000.
Right before, right after that.
Yep, and then right before a no moon.
So they don't travel in the full moon, which means that they don't use that light. People used to always say, oh, they use the full moon light.
They're going to be moving all night long, and they're not going to move during the day. This is both day and night picks.
Yeah.
Right? So time of day, when you look at it, the heaviest time for where our cameras are at is always the evening.
Yeah.
It's not even the morning.
Yep.
So that justifies me.
Correct. But what it doesn't justify and doesn't tell you in that data, the one thing is has to do with scouting is that what's that one deer that is coming in the off time?
Correct. And that's how
that could be the lone
that's
buck.
How I got my big buck so last year because it was always coming in at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So that's the only difference to that data. The data is important, but it shows the whole thing.
Let's filter for bucks only. Bucks.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mature bucks only.
Crazy. You can filter just by bucks and mature bucks. There you go.
So nighttime, midnight to 2 a.m., let's call it, most activity.
Wow, makes sense, yeah.
Still, moon phase, 100% in play, zero during a full. But in this case, the most activity is the phase right after full moon. So still before and after, very active, but huge difference between...
So the day after the full moon, right?
Day after the full moon, big mature bucks. That's 20 cameras for a full year's data.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
All right, let's talk about... I'm going to go through some hunting tips for you guys real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. So, all right, so here's some tips for weekend warrior success. I'm saying that because most people are probably weekend warriors, and if not, you're at least probably associated closer to the weekend warrior area. But let's just use these tips because I think they work for both sides anyway. So maximize your scouting opportunities. Utilize resources like online maps, Google Earth. Take advantage of scouting days to identify potential hunting spots. Use Moultrie camera type stuff, hunt stand app.
The other one? Onyx
maps.
Yep.
The next one, strategic
hunting.
Deercast. Focus on hunting areas with good deer movement during the weekends, like early morning and late afternoons, near food sources and bedding areas. So try to locate those if you can, and then just set up close. See what's happening. And then the next one is really important. It's be mobile. So you need to be mobile. And they say utilize a climbing tree stand system like the XOP Revolt, the new one. You could use that. Or a saddle for quick setups as well. But again, XOP fixed that this year with that hybrid stuff they're doing with the hydro. So you have the ability to move, whether it's a saddle or a tiny stand, you can move quick. So consider that being very important. The other one says multiple hunting setups. So if you're not going to be mobile with a saddle, you can at least put a couple sticks in different areas. And the reason for that, they're saying, is you could be a bad wind. You don't want wind blowing into the bedding area and you're sitting over it. That's a bad idea. You're just going to push them out.
Heaviest trail downwind, my two biggest tips.
And this is consider different hunting strategies. Be flexible with your hunting approach and consider hunting midday bucks during the rut in thick cover. Adapt to your expectations. Be realistic about your goals and consider what success means for your limited hunting time. So,
good luck getting that target buck.
Good luck, guys.
Because chances are it's not there when you're going.
Good luck. And we want to say thank you to you guys for tuning in. This is, again, our fall season that just kicked off here. And we're looking forward to a very successful fall season for you and for us here with the show, but also in your hunting adventures, fishing adventures, mountain biking adventures, whatever it is. We're going to cover some other topics this year as well. Tim and I have been really jumping in a little bit into like the moped segment. I have been jumping into the motorcycle segment. So I do want to cover some travel motorcycle stuff where you can go on nice adventures.
How to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, it's just basically outdoor adventure stuff. You know, the KLR motorcycle, talk about that. My brother bought one. It's very interesting what it can do, and it can go anywhere. It's like a dual sport. But I do want to talk about those other topics this year. You're going to hear a lot about that. And I want to get back into camping because we love camping, even though camping season is going to be over. it's still nice to talk about these people who do this longevity camping.
Well, and we're starting to really talk about cold weather camping too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Four season, baby. Yeah. Four season. All right. We'll see you guys next time right here on the Outdoor Podcast powered by Bow Hunter Planet.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.